Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bush by Gene Edward Smith, narrated by Tom Perkins. There's not going to be any question about who's in charge. Decisions are going to come to my desk, and I'm going to be the one making them. I am the decider. George W. Bush. Preface. Rarely in the history of the United States has the nation been so ill-served as during the presidency of George W. Bush. When Bush took office in 2001, the federal budget ran a surplus. The national debt stood at a generational low of 56% of gross domestic product, GDP, and unemployment clocked in at 4%, which most economists consider the practical equivalent of full employment. The government's tax revenue amounted to $2.1 trillion annually, of which $1 trillion came from personal income taxes and another $200 billion from corporate taxes. Military spending totaled $350 billion, or 3% of GDP, a low not seen since the late 1940s, and not one American had been killed in combat in almost a decade. Each dollar bought 1.06 euros, or 117 yen. Gasoline cost $1.50 per gallon. 12 years after the Berlin Wall came down, the United States stood at the pinnacle of authority, the world's only superpower, endowed with democratic legitimacy, the credible champion of the rule of law, the exemplar of freedom.